Oh man, let's get this right now, huh? Let's go, what? Raiders on three, baby. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jack Del Rio. It was a fun week out there at practice. A different week as you guys had members of the Blue Angels out. It's Fleet Week here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So what did you do exactly with these Blue Angels?
Well, they got to come out and watch practice. And then we had them come meet the squad and said hello to them. It's really a thrill. These guys are unbelievable what they're able to do. In flying those planes and as close of formations and everything, it's pretty spectacular.
And I'm sure it's always nice to have a change of pace at practice, especially coming off of a road loss like you guys had. That was a tough one to watch as fans, as members of the media. For you out there, what were the emotions in the final couple minutes?
Yeah, back and forth game. I mean, really, I'm kind of a junkie for it. You know, it's what life in the NFL is all about. The highs and lows. You're right there. It's like, you know, it's do or die time and the potential thrill there. And obviously you're going to feel the opposite when you don't get it done. But I love that. And that's part of what I know life is like in the NFL.
So let's look at Latavius Murray. Obviously, he struggled last week, but he stood up in front of the media like a man, took all the questions, answered all the questions. Despite his struggles, was that nice to see from your player to own it?
Yeah, it's what we expect. I mean, and let's put it in perspective, right? He took his eye off the ball twice. He was in a hurry to get going. So there's a lesson to be learned, but in terms of owning it, not a problem. In terms of being a supremely talented guy, not a problem. It's all good. We made a mistake, and it was a lack of, it was like trying to get going too fast, okay? So that's not the worst mistake in the world to make. So just learn from it. Let's go forward. I consider it a non-issue.
Now you're facing your former team this week on your turf, so that's good. But they're coming in with an undefeated record. When thinking of facing the Denver Broncos, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Right now it's still Peyton Manning. You know, you have to recognize the guy's unbelievable. He's had an incredible career. So I think their defense is really playing well. You know, obviously I coached it the last 3 years. A lot of talent, and they're doing a nice job getting started to the year.
Yeah, you almost want to be proud of that defense that you coached as they're the top-ranked defense, but you also want to take them down and make sure they know that they're not the best defense in the league, and the Raiders are out to prove it. Now, would you say that your 3 years as defensive coordinator and interim head coach helps you, gives you an advantage? Maybe you know some little things that other coaches in the league when facing this division rival don't.
I really don't see advantages to playing really good teams, you know. I think, obviously, the talent is there. We're aware of that. They have good design. We're aware of that. But, no, I don't feel like we've gained an advantage in any way that in that respect. I think what it really comes down to is that I understand they're human beings like we are. We have a good football team, so do they, and we get to go compete on Sunday.
They are a bitter rival for the Oakland Raiders, a division rival at that. So how important would this game be in particular? I know you take it week by week, but to get the win against your division rival.
Well, it's a week by week league, so regardless of the outcome, okay? But this has the chance to be like a catapult kind of game, all right? It's an opportunity to establish yourself in the division. You want to win the division, you have to win in the division.
So there are a couple old men on the field this week. Peyton Manning has discovered the fountain of youth. You have one as well that
turned
continues
39, that's right.
to step up. Charles Woodson, it was his birthday this week. And it's amazing because I look at Charles Woodson, I don't see a 39-year-old. Do you?
Well, I see, and Peyton and Charles, I see a 39-year-old man, yes, because that's what they are, okay? But I also see an amazing athlete. How do you sustain that level of excellence? You're talking about two certain Hall of Famers, okay? And they're playing at a high level late in their careers because of their professionalism, because of their competitive nature, just so many different positive factors. So obviously they're great to have on a football team.
Would you say when it comes to the veteran leadership, he epitomizes that in your locker room this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, Charles has been one of our stand-up guys. The way he showed up just the last 2 weeks. I mean, really, last week going into the game, he was questionable. And it really was like starting the game was like, okay, let's just get you a start and, you know, we'll ease you out. And 75 plays later, you know, he's making an interception at the end of the game to give us a chance to win.
So did you get him a cane for his birthday?
No.
Is that how it works? Did you find any gifts?
The guys in the locker room might have done that, but I wouldn't go there.
All right, Jack Del Rio, thank you so much. Speaking of the birthday boy, Charles Woodson joins us next on the Silver and Black Show. So there you
That's
go.
That's awesome, man. Damn, about to cry up here.
Wow, emotional, nah. Going back 39 years.
Yeah.